It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Hogan!
You know what, this beautiful weather, it'd be a good day if you were going to do something like hot dogs and horticulture or something like that.
Yes, sir. How about carne pollo asada and horticulture today?
You always got to schedule them on days I got something else going on.
Every first Saturday of the month, we do what we affectionately call hot dogs and horticulture. This Saturday, those are a little more special. It's March is our anniversary month, and this March marks 70 years in business. So we've invited the patriarch of Harper's, my dad, to come do the horticulture part. So you can ask him questions about all kinds of things, but he is a fabulous vegetable gardener. If you've got any questions about vegetable gardening, there probably isn't anything he can't answer on that. That's at 10 o'clock, and then instead of just hot dogs, Mike Patrone, who usually cooks hot dogs and stuff for us, had to be at a family occasion. So we thought, you know, it's a special occasion. It's our 70th birthday. We got Big John coming to answer questions. Let's kick it up a notch. So we went down to Food City, my favorite place to shop for pollo and carne asada, and we'll be grilling that this afternoon for lunch. So,
very good. That's in Scottsdale.
On Hayden Road, just south of Thomas. Yeah.
For our Tucson homeowners, if you're looking for some help on insect control, at 9 o'clock here in about 40 minutes today, and then tomorrow at 11 o'clock, you can go visit with Tony as he's giving his insect control lessons at the Magic Garden on 22nd and Pantano.
So, you know, you were talking, you were talking about insects and controlling insects, and then weeds. I mean, one of the best ways to control insects is to control your weeds. So, I mean, I'm sure he'll get into that, but, you know,
eliminate their harbor.
Eliminate the place they're going to breed on. Yeah, you bet.
Well, let's get to Lee this Saturday morning and see how we can help Lee at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Lee, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a orchid tree on the north side of the house, and this year it hasn't even lost all its leaves because of the warm weather, I assume. It's about 3 years old. We've just trimmed it slightly. Now I'm wondering how high up I can trim it because we have a walkway that goes all the way around it, and I'm not sure how to trim an orchid tree.
Well, you know, they're not a very big tree to begin with, but if you need to trim it up so that you can walk past it or under it, you know, eliminate, you know, whatever limbs that you need that are interfering with your walking. You want to make sure when you trim, though, trim the whole limb, trim it back to either where it comes off of another limb or off of the main trunk of the tree. If you do prune it up much higher than it's been used to growing, it is kind of a smooth-barked tree, and it doesn't have a lot of protective bark on it. You might want to consider using a natural tree paint or a protective paint or wrap on it, at least for a while, so it doesn't sunburn.
Okay.
But that's about all you need to do. Just kind of find the whole limb. Just don't cut in the middle of a limb and head them back or stub them back.
We appreciate the call, Lee. We also got a letter from Mr. Malone out in Mesa, and he wanted to know how long should he allow the grapefruit to stay on the tree. You say it time and time again, most trees produce a lot more produce than you'll ever be able to eat. And one season, is there any reason to pick what you're not using and throw it away? Should you just let it stay on the tree?
Well, if you're not going to use it, rather than letting it go bad, pick it and find, you know, most all the food banks will take it. A lot of churches will take it and donate it. You know, so find a place that will take it, pick it for them and do that. There's no horticultural reason to really pick it. It isn't hurting the tree by hanging on it. In fact, I don't think grapefruit really gets good till about March because the sugars just keep building up on it. So it's fabulous eating March, April, and into May. What generally causes them to go bad then is the heat. As they're hanging on the tree and it's hot, you know, they'll start breaking down, and then generally they start falling off the tree at that point as well. But you know, don't let it go to waste. If it's more than you can use, start picking it now and giving it away.
Even just the word grapefruit, I can feel my gland just kind of pucker up a little bit.
Yeah. that's why I like to wait till about now. They get pretty sweet about now, so they're pretty good.
Well, let's see if we can help Richard calling from Tucson on this Saturday morning with the sorrel question. Go ahead, Richard.
Good morning. Gentlemen, I have about an 18-inch sorrel cactus that I started from a seed. And I'm wondering, when's the best time that I should transplant that into the ground?
Yesterday. Get it in the ground. There's no reason to wait.
Okay.
Certainly 18 inches is plenty big enough to plant in the ground. So
I didn't know if I had to wait longer for it to get a little taller, because it started as a seed up against my house, and then I pulled it out when I was doing some work on my front yard, and it had all this root system, and I threw it in a pot and let it grow, and it's in the last year I think it's grown that tall. I mean, it's really taken off.
The only thing you want to do is make sure that whatever on the compass, whatever is facing north on that sorrel cactus right now, you orient it the same direction wherever you plant it out in your yard.
And that old wives' tale about it takes 100 years for a sorrel to grow a limb, I mean, that's pretty much just a myth, right?
It takes a long time. I don't know if it's 100 years. And out in the desert's different than in a pot in your garden where you're watering it, too.